Hello, y'all. Good morning. I'm in the closet. I think this is my second episode in my closet since I moved on the first. And I'm sorry to disappoint anyone yesterday if you felt that I was going to do an episode about the Donald Trump assassination attempt. I didn't do one yesterday. I didn't do one Sunday. And it's debatable whether I'm doing one right now because in October, I will have had this podcast for 4 years. Out of those 4 years, 3 of those years, I didn't make any money. Now, in its near fourth year, still in its third year. Technically, this podcast and some of my other creative ventures are doing well. I'll put it that way. So I'm not gonna risk what I've spent years building by being divisive over or about Donald Trump. What I've known about politics for a very long time is people are very firm in their beliefs, whether they're on the right or the left or their own alternative party, people are very firm in their beliefs. I spent hours texting with people on Sunday about the assassination attempt. I've already given enough time to this event, to the situation. And all I will say is that a lot of people are mad at Amber Rose. I don't believe that Amber Rose is able to galvanize anyone. She's certainly not able to galvanize anyone in the hip hop community or the urban community. I don't think that her fan base is taking her seriously. If anything, she's just facing a lot of backlash. She's putting her neck out. And we've seen this happen time and time again. Some people put their neck out for whomever, and it's not worth it. And what's really unfortunate is that those people do not see. Sorry, they don't have the foresight to understand that they are a pawn and they are being used and they are being chewed up and spit out. They find that out later. So, whatever Amber Rose thinks that she's doing by caping for Donald Trump, I hope that she receives whatever love and adoration that she's hoping to receive. But if we could learn anything from history and people who've done what she's done, it hasn't worked out for them. And so you could support Donald Trump quietly. What do you think everybody in Hollywood is doing who's a Republican? There are a lot of vocal Democrats, but I wouldn't be surprised if for every vocal ass Democrat in Hollywood, there were like six down low Republicans, like I don't know. Down low is probably only for sexuality, but there's probably six Republicans in hiding who are just they go to vote, they go to the ballot, and they support their Republicans. So we I think for us to be upset at Amber Rose, she's a distraction. Just like this assassination attempt or this Jussie Smollett 2024 shit, it's the same thing. Like, it's a distraction. And what really breaks my heart about one of the things, the main thing that breaks my heart about the assassination attempt is the one thing I 100 billion % am not going to say out loud on a podcast. But the second thing that breaks my heart about the assassination attempt is that Since when has America been a united country? Since when? Since when have we not been a racist ass country? When? I'm waiting. Let me know when you have an answer for me, because it doesn't fucking exist. So what the hell do you think that this failed assassination attempt does to our country? How much do you think that emboldens Trump's fan base and bigots alike? What the hell do you think it does? I don't know why America just seems to be regressing at a rate faster than inflation. We are flailing and we are failing. We aren't thriving. And I don't think anyone abroad likes us, Americans. They hate us passionately and deeply. They've hated us for a while. I can't travel without people grilling me on Donald Trump because they're so disgusted. And that was when he was first in office. What the fuck do y'all think is going to happen to Americans abroad? How do you think they'll be treated, interrogated and treated and possibly harassed if Trump gets a second term? Biden? Can we talk about Biden? Can we talk about how America wants an age limit for driving, drinking, voting, serving in the military, a minimum for running for president? But when it comes to being a president, you could be a felon, you could be 146 years old. It just don't matter. There's also age limits for gun ownership and the Plan B pill and a lot of things, right? This is not an exhaustive list, but how is it that the most important thing, the most important position in the world, like you could be 138. You could be 138 years old. That's fine. If we're going to talk about Biden being an old person, we need to talk about Trump being an old person. We need to not act like there's a 20 or 30 year age gap between these men. When are we going to change anything that needs to be changed in this country? Whether that's women's rights, civil rights, gun laws, fucking requirements for a presidency. Everybody who's a felon is like celebrate. Like a lot of felons were delusional and like, it's okay to be a felon and run for president. Yeah, but bitch, you still can't get a job. You could be president, apparently, but you can't get a little ass minimum wage job as a felon. Like, don't quote me on that, but y'all know what the hell I mean. A lot of places are not going to hire you if you're a convicted felon. But the rules only apply to certain people. And things are only done when they're convenient for certain people. And all of everyone else, we could just go fuck ourselves. So Biden is not an amazing choice by any means. Like, how is it that we don't got no options? We don't got no options. And a lot of people don't want to vote out of protest. Please remember to vote at minimum for your local laws And those in positions of power in your city, in your county, and in your state, or in your county and state, please don't avoid voting because you don't care for the candidates right now. Please don't do that. That's really harmful. And I might be a hypocrite when I say that, to be honest, because I'm so discouraged when it comes to voting in this election. But I guess I said more than I wanted to, but that's okay. I purposely tried to remain somewhat neutral, but my disdain is clear. I really want to leave, yo. Like, I really want to relocate. Period. And I have a few ideas about that. I will let y'all know if slash when I'm living in another country, I will let y'all know. I'll be like, just like they do live from Saturday night or live from New York at Saturday Night Live. Like, I'm gonna do that shit. Like, live from da-da-da-da. It's the P Valley podcast. I'll start an episode out that way. All right, y'all. Love y'all. I have other stories I want to do. I think I might get my ass out of the closet, though. But I feel like the closet gives me the best audio. They always say it's like a studio. They always tell everybody who don't got a recording studio to get their ass in the closet. And I agree. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.